Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Hey guys, Travis here from the show. Please indulge me for about 60 seconds so you can learn a little bit about our Patreon page. Patreon is a website that allows you to support us with tiny donations each month, like you would do with payments with Netflix or Hulu. We put out Watching the Throne for free and dedicate lots of time to it outside of our full-time jobs. So any little bit helps us out. The ultimate goal is to make the show our full-time jobs and really focus on dropping music knowledge on you guys at an annoying rate. We have plans to establish a Kanye clothing line, obtain people close to Kanye for interviews, and even do more analysis on our website if we have the resources to do so. So if you would like to donate as little as $1 a month, head to patreon.com/Kanye Podcast. That's patreon.com/Kanye Podcast and sign up. We have goals and rewards set up for everyone who donates, which will be our way of repaying you eventually. Thank you so much and stay wavy.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it.
Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
Sometimes. well, most of the time. Well, today it's different. I'm Travis Bean.
I'm Anna Zek.
A residential Taylor Swift expert.
Correct.
Which is why you're here today.
Taylor Swift, Kim,
yeah,
Kardashian,
Kim,
in general.
North, Saint, future Ye,
Yebby. Yebby! Holy shit, I love that.
Why has no one said that?
I don't know.
Why am I a genius?
Yeah, you are.
today we were talking... Well, first of all, we are recording this on Friday, November 10th, which is Hey Mama Day.
Yep.
And we are celebrating Hey Mama Day. I've had Hey Mama on loop constantly. I actually have a tiny little ear.
A Bluetooth?
Uh-huh. And I've been looping it all day. But we're taking a break from it for a second, which to recognize the whole reason Hey Mama Day actually happened. Well, a big part of why it happened. Of course, we're celebrating Donda because she's awesome, but... part of it was that Reputation, Taylor Swift's new album, came out on the 10-year anniversary of Donda's death. So, yes, we are celebrating Donda, but we also want to take a second to recognize Taylor's album and talk about it, because we are a Kanye podcast, and the new Taylor album obviously has something to do with Kanye.
Yeah, it does.
We've learned. As we already knew with Look What You Made Me Do, which we spent a lot of time already covering. We won't go into that too much more. but we are going to take a second to talk about Taylor's album. We'll release it on Monday. We're not going to besmirch Hey Mama Day with...
Oh, God. Yeah, no, that's just gross.
But by the time you hear this...
Also, wasn't there another episode that came out anyway today?
Yeah, there was.
Nice.
But shut up.
So sorry.
we always release one on Friday. We try to release one on Friday.
Right.
We didn't like make a big deal about it. It is Black Yeezus Friday though.
Yeah. Black Skinhead, right?
Black Skinhead Day.
Nice. But you probably already listened to it by the time
I know. This is why this conversation is pointless.
I'm so sorry.
You're not a podcast pro. And I am. So we're going to talk about Reputation. I don't know in what capacity we will talk about it.
Right.
There's a lot to talk about. We'll mostly be talking about just Taylor on it. I think it'll be interesting to compare it to Kanye because I think this album actually is a lot of... is very comparable to Yeezus.
Right.
And what they were both trying to go for. So we'll find a way to work
on it. In terms of what they were trying to go for.
Trying.
Don't get us twisted in terms of what...
Hey, Yeezus is...
The outcomes were.
Exactly. So, yeah. We're just going to see what happens.
I'm scared.
I am too. Well, there's only one way to handle this. Let's jump right in. What's the first song called?
It's Ready For It.
Ready For It.
Dot, 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 Ready For It.
he's a ghost and I can be a phantom, holding him for ransom. Some boys are trying too hard.
So this was a single that already happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had, I had never heard this song actually until today. I ignored it.
What?
Well, I heard Look What You Made Me Do.
No, Travis. Ready For It was the song where you declared that Taylor Swift is bad at sex.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, JK. Yeah, I was pretty convinced of it after this song. Like, for some of her songs, I was just like, okay, we talked about this before the podcast started,
yeah.
But sometimes when she talks about sex, it seriously sounds like somebody who's heard about sex.
Mm-hmm. Like, knows, seen it in the movies.
Knows the ins and outs, no pun intended, and like, like, understand how it works, but like, has definitely never done it.
Definitely never.
Ready For It is like, to me, strikes me as a song somebody who has done it, thinks they're really good at it, and
is
totally
ready for
isn't.
It.
Hey, come on. But like, no, it's not happening.
Oh, I know. We were talking about just like, why is it so uncomfortable to listen to Taylor Swift talk about sex? It makes me like really uncomfy.
Yeah.
Like cringe. There's a couple songs on this album. And I'm just like, yeah, God.
Yeah. I think that's probably one thing to get into actually is... Maybe I should have set this up better, and I would have if I had prepared at all. But a big part of Taylor saying is, like, her audience. And her audience are, like, mostly preteens, like, people much younger than us. And even you were, like, a big fan of Taylor for a long time. Oh, I mean, like, still are. Like, I like Taylor's stuff, too. But we don't connect, probably, for songs in, like, a way, like, a lot of our audience does.
Yeah. I guess, like, I was... under a totally different impression of what her audience was than what it actually is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought it was people our age and Taylor's age who had, like, grown up with her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I went on Twitter, honestly, and when, like, the singles were coming out and stuff, and just really got a sense for her fan base. Holy shit. It is preteens.
Like, 12 to, like, 16-year-olds, mostly.
Yeah.
So, I kind of get... That makes me understand this album a little more the way it is, and especially the sex stuff, because it is, like, it is told for, like, kind of just little girls, really.
Right.
Like, it's not very explicit, it's not, I don't know, like, it needs to be, like, passionless in a way.
Yes!
Like, because there is no passion when she talks about,
no.
Like, some of her, like, love, romance stuff is fine, but, like, the second it gets sexual, it just feels very... I don't know what the right word is. Just washed, whitewashed. I don't know what it is, but
like robotic or something.
Yeah.
I feel like what Taylor Swift is known for is like crushes, and like a lot of her songs are like, "I saw you from across the room, and we like made eye contact, but we didn't talk, and I'm obsessed with you, and I'm in love with you."
Right.
Not really about like the passion of it all and stuff.
Yeah. So, Ready For It is a great example of this.
But also, don't you think it's weird that... I would have thought that what she was trying to do is, like, evolve with her audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what she says she's doing. Like, she's older, like, she's 28 now, and blah, blah, blah. And so you would think that she would, like, really go for it.
Mm-hmm. This is the giant disconnect, I think, actually, is that, yes, she is growing, and her... brand is changing, and like the image she's giving off, the idea she wants to give off is growing for audience, but the like language and the way she's talking about everything feels just so like it just feels so stuck with like that younger audience, which is why like Ready For It, like he knew he was a killer the first time I saw him. Like she's trying to build like this like
bad boy.
Grungy, like, sexual thing, but, like, it doesn't sound like that. Like, again, all I can do is think of Yeezus and, like, what Kanye does with that, and how these two albums are very similar in that way. It's where, basically, the image Taylor's creating here is, like, outcast from society, looking to, like, what her new place is, like, what her new image is, and how she can, like, I don't know, just not understanding what your image is and, mm-hmm. like, trying to work with it. And all I can think of is, like, the way Kanye sings about sex and something like, I'm in it, where it actually really goes for it. It actually is gross and disgusting and, like...
Damn, your lips very soft. As I turn my BlackBerry off. And I turn your bathwater on. And you turn off your iPhone. Careless whispers, I fucking biting ass. Neck, ears, hand, legs, eating ass. Your pussy's too good, I need to crash. Your titties, let them out, free at last.
But at the same time, like, I believe him.
Oh, totally.
Because it's so part of what he's built up to that point. Like, Ready For It feels just like a brand to me. Like, yep. That's all I can think of when Taylor, when I listen to this album, is like, everything's brand. Everything's image. Everything's like, this is who I am now. This is how the world sees me, instead of like embracing that.
Yeah, totally. And what I find weird too about this album is like, what I consider Taylor's strength as a songwriter previously, mm-hmm. was that she was really good at like, in her songs, like capturing a specific moment in her life or yeah. a feeling or something. Like in on 1989, I feel like in Style or Blank Space, like I was in that song with her.
Totally.
And I totally understood, like, that James Dean, like, look and the relationship. And, right. like, I don't know, she, like, painted the picture of what was going on really well. And, like, Out of the Woods, it was, like, you know, driving down the highway really fast and getting a car accident or whatever. Like, you're just in it and you believe it. Mm. But these, like, the lyrics are so broad to me. Right. I think that's part of it, too, that it's, like, I just don't believe her. Or I just can't connect to it in, like, any real way. I think that's part of the reason it feels hollow, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, building off that, when going into the whole album with Are You Ready For It, like, I'm kind of immediately lost.
It's a weird song to have to be the first one.
I think, like, in theory, like, I kind of get it that you want to introduce the landscape, like, it's if it's world building and like you're like, this is who I am, this is the guy I'm with, like, this is the life we live, and we don't give a shit like the world's talking about us, but it's kind of like just loosely doing all those things to where I'm not sucked in, like, again, like something like On Sight, where Kanye is like a monster running around in the club, like doing whatever he wants, like oh, like that's who I'm with in this.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think a big problem is just branding. That's so much of what Taylor is. And that's why I kind of like, I find so disappointing, because I do like Taylor and I like her older stuff and a lot of stuff you're talking about. Like, I even like 1989. Like,
yeah.
I think it's, I don't think it's an amazing album or anything, but I don't know.
It's a solid pop album.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm with her. I just, to see her like kind of throw all that to the side, it feels like. To be concentrated on the way society sees her and only just reacting really. That's the problem here. Like, she's reacting to things as opposed to like building a personality.
Yes. So, and also I think it's, did you read about all the stuff this week, like the controversy with her legal team and whatever?
Oh, ACLU.
Yeah, the ACLU. Yeah, so I think that is also, like, really interesting timing, because she, like, a blogger, some random blogger put out a story that they felt like she didn't denounce white supremacy enough. Because apparently, I didn't know this, but it's true, that white supremacists consider her their, like, Aryan goddess.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, like, it's a real thing. And so this blogger was writing about that, and then her legal team, like, threatened legal action against them. Mm. And then this blogger, which was really smart, contacted the ACLU, and they released such, like, a smackdown of a statement.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
What did they say?
They were like, Taylor should shake it off.
Shake it off and stop worrying about her reputation.
Yes!
I was like, ACLU?
I know! First of all, it's an amazing statement. But also, it's just interesting that this entire album is supposed to be about how, like, her castle crumbled and now she doesn't give a fuck and she's just gonna do whatever she wants. But in reality, it's obvious she's reading literally every single article about her.
A little tiny book.
Yes. Like, she's well aware of what everybody is saying. She's trolling Tumblr and, like, liking people's posts and stuff like that. Like, your actions don't match up with what you're singing about at all.
Yeah. And which is weird because what is her most popular song ever? Like, Shake It Off.
Yeah.
That was her mentality for a while. And to go from Shake It Off to this feels like it's just completely backwards.
Yes.
Like, and she suddenly cares about nothing else but what everyone's saying about her.
Exactly. And also, remember when the first song came out and there was that, like, really weird Instagram and the caption was like, there will be no more explanation. There will only be reputation. Yeah. And we were like, first of all, what the fuck does that mean?
That means nothing.
Nothing. But second of all, for someone that said there will be no more explanation, she is policing what everyone is saying about her.
Right.
So it's like, you cannot have it both ways. You can't be like, I'm not going to speak to the media, and then just like shut down every little. It's very Trump.
Oh.
I know. I mean, went there.
I'm not disagreeing, but I like it. I guess this is really where we can bring in like Kanye a little bit too, because really the only reason all of this is happening is because of the Kim snaps.
Correct.
And again, like, if you have the Shake It Off attitude, like, either A, here are the two scenarios.
Yeah.
A, you fucked up. Come on. Everyone saw you fucked up. You know you fucked up. We've all fucked up.
Yeah.
I fucked up today probably, like at work. Like,
right.
Hey, same. You know about it.
Nope, same.
Like, you did something stupid. Like, own up to it. Like, it's cool.
It's fine.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want the world to think I let Kanye call me a bitch either. But, like, it happened. Like, you're good. Let's go. B, like, actually shake it off.
Yes.
Like, if you don't want to own up to it, like, and you don't really care that the world thinks you're a snake and you are actually pissed that Kim released, like, this video of you and you didn't get permission, like, shake it off.
Yeah.
Hey, like, it doesn't define you. Like, you can move on from this. You can, you know what would have been a billion times better? Like, no one would remember any of that shit if she just put out a good album.
Oh, 100%.
If she just did 1980 time, did 1990. And just, like, did that from now on. Like, hey, great.
Yeah.
No one remembers that shit anymore.
No, so much has happened since July 2016, or whenever the Snapchat incident occurred.
Didn't we talk about this? Like, we kind of just, like, forgot.
Yeah.
Like, and I host a Kanye podcast. I was kind of like, oh, like, well, that was, like, a year ago.
Yeah. Like, no one cares.
Yeah. Well, but now, like,
also, now, like, it's not like there was ever that much of an overlap between Taylor fans and Kanye fans to begin with. You know?
Yeah,
so it's like,
basically
who
us.
Cares? Yeah, literally two of us.
Yeah. God. All I'm doing is like shaking my head.
I know.
I'm just having laughs to me to Taylor.
Yeah.
I just like a lot of sighing.
I just am so curious what like her headspace was and her thought process.
Yeah.
And thinking like, no, I'm going to double down on this and release not an entire, but half an album about it.
What if, yeah, that is really strange, especially when you have a team that is managing like, your image and everything. Like, what is, straight up question, what is your image at this point? Like, what are you actually, because she introduces, like, this whole, like, you know, grungy, like, love scenario at the beginning where, like, he's a phantom and I don't remember what the fuck she is. And, like, it's like, oh, like, she's, like, world building. But then, like, throughout the album, like, she constantly tries to absolve herself and say, like, people made up lies about her. But she also doesn't care that they made up lies about her. But she, even though she doesn't care, that's all she's concentrating on. Like, what is actually the image here? Like, what kind of person are you actually presenting to the world now? I don't understand it. And again, it just makes me think of Kanye. Like, if I think of the life of Pablo and I think of him starting off as a monster and then, like, growing into a family man, like, oh, like, I see there's, like, a flow to the album. There's, like, a direction and there is, like, a concluding point. Like, I don't feel that way when I listen to, what is it, fucking New Year's Day.
New
Year's Day.
There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. Don't read the last book.
I'm not really sure, like, what Taylor I'm being presented anymore.
Right.
Like, she wakes up on New Year's Day and is cleaning up, like, the beer bottles with her boyfriend, and I wish it meant something more, yeah. But I don't know what it is.
I can't... To me, there's no progression in the album at all. It's random. It is scattershot. Yeah, like, there's nothing... We're not in a different place at the end than we were at the beginning to me.
No.
And that's what I find so confusing about this album, because half the songs are revenge songs and she's pissed and everyone has done her wrong. And then half the songs are love songs and, like, when I'm with my boyfriend, nothing else matters. And, right. like, he's just sees me as I am and, like, I've yep. left everything else behind. But they're at such odds with each other.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that is the... Another disappointing part of it to me, because controversial, like, I like the love songs on here.
Yeah.
Like, I think you were making fun of Dress, and I was like, I thought it was all yeah. right. Like, I don't like her little, sound, yeah. but, like...
Oh, God.
But I was like, oh, like, this is, like, the Taylor, like, I kind of remember.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like... At that point, like, okay, so I get the innocent feeling from Taylor, like, throughout. Like, even when she's trying to be a badass, it's kind of like, oh, like, she's not really. She's just, like, making a badass song for, like, preteens.
Right.
But when she sings about, like, love, I'm kind of like, oh, like I think it's, like, kind of nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, romantic, like, in this sort of teen sort of way. And, like, honestly, it reminds me of something like Carly Rae Jepsen. Like, she doesn't mm-hmm. sing about love in this, like, you know... life changing. It's these, like, little moments, like in The One and like Run Away With Me. Like, it's these, like, little moments you share with people.
Yeah.
That's the kind of the feeling I get. But why is it in this album?
Yes.
Because if her image is, like, you know, the bad girl now, and, like, Ready For It introduces this guy into that world, and then, like, but they also have, like, these soft love songs. And
yeah.
Again, like, the balance is weird to me.
Right. Also, this is kind of mean, but I'm going to say it. Have you, like, do you know what her boyfriend looks like?
I don't.
Okay.
This is going to sound mean.
It's just funny because she's, like, every time she's like, my baby is my drug.
Yeah.
And, like, okay. You know, Ready For It. She's like, he was a killer for some reason. He is, like, a dorky British guy. Like, he looks 15 years old.
Oh.
I mean, I also look 15 years old, so it's really fine, but...
I was... Someone the other day was like, you're 30? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I
good
am.
Good genes.
But it just... I don't know why. That just really cracks me up.
That is
like,
really
I'm
funny.
I'm this hottie. And I'm like, yeah.
Are you? I actually don't know. She's kind
look
of...
It up.
Is this removed? Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Joe something. Joe Adelwin or something like that. Let's just see what
this is. Good stuff.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is good podcast.
This is really good. I just want to catch your, like, impression of him.
Okay.
That's a really good picture
get
of
alive.
Him.
Get a live. Yeah, that is nice.
Like.
Oh.
This is, I would say, what he normally
interesting.
Looks.
Interesting. Yeah, he looks like a preppy British kid in, like a movie or something.
Yeah, like he would be in, what was that movie/Broadway play about, like, the kid who's a ballet dancer?
Billy Elliot.
He looks like he should be in Billy Elliot.
Maybe it is Billy Elliot. Maybe I don't remember what that actor's name was. Oh, yeah. So, okay, great. Oh, he's showing a little chest there.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's a good pick of him.
He's got nice hair.
He does. Look it up, everybody.
Looking at this old picture of Taylor. She looks... I don't know why I'm getting into this. Anyway. I was about to get into it.
We
like...
shouldn't body shame.
I'm not trying to at all.
I know, same.
No, that's really funny. And I've literally lost track of what we were talking about.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm glad, though. I want to... Oh, what I was going to say is, like, is he... This guy must not be in the news very much.
No.
Like, this is a different kind of relationship for her, right?
Yep.
Okay. Because he doesn't seem like a celebrity or anything.
No, I couldn't even tell you any movies he was in.
Okay. Well, that's... Interesting, like, because, like, literally everyone she's dated, like, it's been front and center,
yeah,
and everyone's talking about it, and now she's, like, if the theme of the whole idea of the album is, like, oh, I found somebody who doesn't care about those things, like, this guy actually sounds like he might fit into that,
mm-hmm.
like, he doesn't give a shit about celebrity, it's just, like, they're just, which, hey, again, would have been a way better album if, like, that's all it was.
Yeah.
But, like, now she's, like, selling this guy, I wonder how this guy feels about it.
I know!
He's a phantom.
He is really pale. Maybe that's what she was getting at.
Maybe. It was like a note, like, hey, like, head to the tanning booth once in a while. Well, not the tanning booth.
No. Spray tan. Okay, but question. Okay. Serious question. Answer. So we were saying that it's confusing to us that it's like half love songs and then like, but why are they on this album? Mm. Why, if you had were in Taylor Swift's mind, what do you think her thought was with this album of half love songs, like half revenge songs? What do you think she's trying to do with this?
This is why it's like disappointing and like aggravating for me to talk about this album, because like, again, I like Taylor and I like what she's done with her albums. Like, I even like 1989 and like what it represents. Like, I feel like it's pretty, like there's a through line through the album. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I think mostly it's just like, that's what I keep bringing up the brand is like, I think she's so concentrated on the brand. So like, she needs the songs that mm-hmm. reflect the brand. But she also has, like, the Taylor songs. Like, the songs she probably, like, really wants to do and why they sound so much better. Because, like, she actually sat down with them and it sounds like.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, try to describe love. Like, great. Like, I like that. I just think, like, that's mostly it. It's, like, she didn't have a clear direction for it. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, it was just kind of doomed from the start. If she had completely just sidestepped all the image problems and everything and like decided to make it out, like, I think it probably would have been pretty good from what I've heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't really know how to answer that question because like, I don't think she has.
That's dark.
Which is again, why it's disappointing and why like I keep sighing. Cause like, I don't want that to be the case. Like, I did like Taylor for a while. But yeah, it's the way it is, I guess. It's
yeah.
The way the peanut shook out of the bag.
I know, I know we just got this album, but I'm very curious what her next one will be like. Because I'm just wondering if this is a true turning point and like, I'm never going back.
I kind of think she's so in the spotlight now. And like, even on 1989, she had songs that would like kind of get into the same stuff. Like, isn't Blank Space about like how the
Yeah.
movie? So like, I fear that she's at a point to where this is kind of what she concentrates on. Mm. And her songs are starting to become, like I said, reactions to things as opposed to her taking control of something, building her own story. Again, like Kanye does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Yeezus is a reaction to the way the world saw Kanye. But Kanye, like, you know, went down to the sewers like and embraced being Yeezus.
Yeah.
And, like, explored all the faults of the way he was. To where, like, Taylor, again, constantly absolves herself and tells... And is basically like complaining and playing victim, like everyone always says. Which she is, though. Like, she's just constantly saying, like, the world thinks this about me, but I'm this.
Yeah.
As opposed to Kanye, who says, like, the world thinks about me, and like, yeah, like, I was a shitty person for a while, but like, I'm trying to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me. I kind of don't know if she'll turn it around.
I know. And like, going off what you just said, what was that one song? Oh, I Did Something Bad, the third song, I think it was. That's the one where all of a sudden she's trying to say that, like, she does play the game and that it was really fun and, like...
Yes.
The chorus is, they say I did something bad, then why does it feel so good?
Right.
Most fun I ever had.
This was like the moment where I started thinking of Yeezus, actually.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't believe it for one second.
No.
You think you do like being bad, even though like you were mad that you got painted as a bad person? Like, I'm not buying
right.
it. Like, why don't you, like, again, if she had owned up to what she did and like, yeah, like I've played people before and like this song would make more sense and like her, and then her saying like, but I'm trying to like not do that anymore.
Yeah.
But that's not what's happening at all.
No, and throughout the rest of the album, that's not what's happening at all. Like, it doesn't... Yeah, it's really, really disingenuous.
Yes, exactly. That's mostly what it is for me. Like, it's not earnest in the slightest. Like, I just... The passion of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the beauty of Kanye. And there's a lot of beauty when it comes
right.
to Kanye. Hey, don't get me wrong. But the performance aspect of what he does... There's a combination of like his lyricism, like he's very aware of story and building the character and talking about himself through these characters, but there's also the performance aspect where like you really do believe him. Mm-hmm. Like on I'm In It, like you believe he's like a fucking weirdo. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he sounds like a sex maniac. I don't know. It just sounds like Taylor kind of lowers her voice a little bit and is like, are you ready for, like, it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. It feels fake to me.
Yes. And I also, like, nothing on this album feels like vulnerable or like she's right. really letting us in at all. Yeah. I think that's another thing that Kanye does so well. Like, I just feel, yes, like so protective of him at times because he is just like raw and he'll put it out there. And like you said, it's like, yeah, I haven't a shitty person, but here's like how I'm trying to grow. Let me show you.
Yeah.
And like, she doesn't do that at all with this.
No.
And in like the few moments or songs where she does, they're so much better than anything else.
Yeah. Like, what were we talking about? Getaway, right?
Yeah. Getaway Car, where she admits that she used Tom Hiddleston as a rebound to like break up with and get away from Calvin Harris.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Glad you're here.
You're welcome. But it tells like a very specific story, and it shows like she accepts blame for the part of that relationship being over because she was like never that into it and stuff.
Interesting. And I think if you listen to the song too, kind of like the production and like just sonically, you'll understand why like she is more vulnerable in that song. Like it just sounds that way.
Yeah.
Like to where like Ready For It and Look What You Made Me Do, like to me just like are bad songs in the sense that they don't sound good. Like the sound is off and like it doesn't sound like something Taylor's good at. And it's like this faux like club beat. It's just very weird. But like, Getaway Car like builds and like feels fully realized and is like full of like sound and like and her voice is like being encompassed by the sound. All of it like works. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like this is like a nice, well put together song in the middle of whatever this album is.
Right.
Like it just sticks out to like a sore thumb to me.
Yeah, it does. And that's another thing that's weird about the revenge songs, like Look What You Made Me Do and Ready For It and stuff. They don't build to anything.
No.
Lyrically or sonically. There's like never a part where the song like explodes or where you're like, whoa, like this is a jam.
That's mostly what I meant when I was talking about like like they're bad songs in the sense like they don't have like a real good structure,
right?
Like you're right. Like there's not a moment where it explodes. Like kind of like in Getaway Car where like that sound I don't know how to describe fucking sounds, but like it surrounds you at one point and everything. Like What You Made Me Do is just like boom 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 like the whole time and like never explodes. And she never does it. She just starts repeating that again. It's just. Yeah, like in those moments, like I just, again, don't believe it. Like, I don't think that's her kind of song.
No, and also, why would I believe it when 90% of the lyrics in Look What You Made Me Do, I Did Something Bad, are just her repeating the same things over and over again?
Yeah.
Like, you saying Look What You Made Me Do for the 50th time isn't, like, convincing me all of a sudden. Or same with, like, I mean, if you look at the lyrics of I Did Something Bad, 90% of it is just the chorus.
Yeah, it really
They say
is.
I did something bad, then why does it feel so good?
Yeah, the chorus is, like, longer than the verses.
It is. So it's like you can say it as many times as you want to, but that does not mean that I'm believing you at all. All
right. I'm resisting the urge to get into the lyrics
because
I don't think it's going to be worth it. But
they're so stupid.
I never trust a Playboy, but they love me, so I fly them all around the world. Again, like, At least that's a better attempt at, like, you being a shitty person. But, like, yeah. I don't think the song is really trying to do that for herself or her image.
No.
Here we go again.
I know.
More sign.
They're burning all the witches.
They're burning all the witches, even if you aren't one. They got their pitchforks and proof. The receipts and reasons. They're burning all the witches, even if you aren't one. So light me up, light me up, light me up. Go ahead and light me up, light me up, light me up, light me up, light me up.
The burning the witches line,
I don't get that. Even if you aren't one. They're burning
all the witches, even if you aren't one. I didn't really get it either, but again, like we were just saying, like she has this line where she might sound like a shitty person, but then she's like, even if you aren't one, like, oh, so you're not.
Right.
So, cool.
Right, right. And that's like another, the first part of that is, I mean, it's really, really bad, but it's like a very Kanye sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're trying to bring me down, but then she says, yeah, that's just so weird.
Yeah, that's,
they're burning all the witches, even if you aren't one.
It's the disconnect throughout the entire album where, like, I just don't know exactly what she's trying to do. And that's, to your questioner, like, what is, like, the point of sound? Like, I don't think there is one. Like, right. I don't think there is, like, a straight through, like, oh, this is what this is doing. It is just, like, it's all brand.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, oh, like, this is what the world sees me, so, like, I'll do that.
Yeah. And also, like, what also is interesting about this song to me is that in real life, I do think that Taylor plays the game. And I do think she's, like, very calculated, and she knows what to do, and she knows how to manipulate the
media.
That's
why I like about her.
Yeah, me too. Like, it's obvious that she does that. And she was very good at it until Kim just, like, got that W.
Absolutely.
So,
isn't that in a way, like, kind of like Beyonce? Like, she's very in control of everything she does. Like, and she kind of owns it. Like,
she does.
Like, she doesn't, like, speak publicly about it, but, like, she would never, like, deny that she's, like, in control of everything she does. I don't know.
No,
like,
you just,
it's not so bad.
You're never under a delusion that things are effortless with Beyonce.
Right.
It's like, you know that just an insane amount of detail went into every single thing.
Right. Which is frustrating because, like, in some ways, Taylor always did kind of, like, when she sings about these, like, breakup songs or whatever, like, she has, like, the liner notes and everything that explain it. Like, she kind of owns up to stuff in that way.
Yeah.
In a way that I don't feel like this album does. Like, again, it constantly feels like she's backpedaling and, like, kind of like, oh, but I'm not really like that. Or, like, yeah, the media thinks that, but I'm not that.
It's right.
Like, well, like, can't you be, like, a little bad?
Yes. And also, like, it's not a bad thing if you are calculated. Yeah. Like, this career didn't happen by accident. You had to be calculated and build on it. It's not a bad thing at all.
If anything, that's what I've taken away from this album is, like, what she's done is, like, incredibly impressive.
Yeah, it's masterful.
The fact that she can make an album like this and sell probably, like, who knows how many. She had, like, 400,000, like, pre-orders or whatever. Like, holy shit. Like, she has just tapped into something that I would have never expected to, like, to do well.
Me neither. It's doing better than 1989.
Yeah, and Ready For It is, like, people love that. Like, those, Ready For It and Look What You Made Me Do to release as the singles?
I know.
When you have all of these, like, classic Taylor Swift love songs, like, she just knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So, kudos to her, I guess.
Right.
But I think it's going to alienate her older audience, people that did follow her for a while. Like, for I can't imagine people our age actually, like, thinking this is good.
No. No way. And it is interesting, too, because all the singles that she's released, so they did really well initially, but, like, none of them are on the charts right now. Or I read that they're, like, not on any Spotify, like, top hits playlists anymore. Like, they fell off really fast.
Well, again, like, they're just brand. They're just image. They're not, like, real songs.
Yeah.
Like, think about something. What is a... There was a song I heard. I was like, oh, this is, like, the... Maybe, like, Dress or something. I don't know. Something, like, that has like that poppy feel and is like nice and easy to consume, like why the fuck wouldn't that be the song you want everyone to hear?
Right.
Or even and I hate to get into it, but Endgame.
The second song.
Now, hold on. Before we get into what transpired earlier this morning, what do you think of Endgame?
I don't like Future.
Oh, that's right.
So,
I think it's a really interesting voice.
You do, yeah. So, when I saw Endgame featuring Ed Sheeran, who I also detest.
I did not know who was in the song when I clicked on it. Yeah, you didn't.
So. Okay, so I saw right away. It was like featuring Ed Sheeran and Future. I was like, nope!
Did you skip it at first?
I listened to it, but the second Future started, I was just like, bleh. Like, this just isn't doing it for me. It was just never going to be something that I liked.
So you never really like hearing Future in things?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Well, no, you know what? I liked the Drake and Future collaboration. Good. Yeah, that was good.
What about the song he did of Ciara?
Oh, Body Party. Fuck.
Oh, I don't even know that song. I was thinking of...
I really like that song.
Where You Go. You know that one?
No.
I'll share it with you later.
Okay.
Maybe I'll
don't mind us.
Maybe I'll close out the podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
So yeah, obviously you're not on board with that. Just from the second you saw the title.
Literally.
I didn't see the feature. I didn't know who was featured in or anything. I just went in. I was like, oh, Future. Like, great.
Yeah.
Like, I like Future. Like, this, he flows well in this. Like, he's singing about, like, adolescent things, but, like, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And then someone else comes in that I did not know who it was. And I was listening and was like, honestly, okay, I'm going to preface this with something. Yeah. So the person, we've already said his name, right. Ed Sheeran, comes in and he kind of does like this freestyle sort of thing. It's very white. And like, and correct. I can tell like it's a white person when I'm, but at the same time, I was like, oh, like this is like nice. Like it flows well and like, and again, I think what I liked about it was it had that, like, little adolescent quality. Like, it wasn't anything, like, too hard. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, I can play it. Maybe you don't remember it. Maybe you'll like it the second you hear it.
All right.
Maybe you should just not judge it. Like, I don't think...
Travis is trying to defend why he likes Ed Sheeran's part after years
I'm
shitting
not
on Ed.
Yes, yeah. I have shit on him a lot. And I have more to go into this, but... It's a little rhymey dictionary, and it's not like a deep verse or anything, but like the way it flows, like I think sounds good. So that's all I'm thinking about when I listen to it. If I can find this fucking. Oh yeah, here we go.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
We're like. He, like, doesn't take a breath and, like, goes right into the next thing. Like, I think it sounds good. I'm not really listening to what he's saying.
Right. Wait, go to Future's part for a sec.
Okay. We will... Hold on. We'll go into Future, and then we'll go back to Eddie. Is it earlier?
No, it was after that.
Oh. I got a reputation, girl, that don't
precede me. I'm a call away. Yeah, this just doesn't do it for me.
I dig it. I have opinions on Future, actually.
It's just to me, actually, despite not liking Future, embarrassing to me that he would be on a Taylor Swift song.
That's what
song.
All I could think was like, wait a minute, like, why? He could work with like the best.
The best.
Like, he could get on like a Nicki track and a heartbeat.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is he doing?
I don't know.
Even though I still like it.
You're happy about it, but you're just confused.
Yeah. My thing about Future is I think he makes amazing singles, but he has yet to put out an album. That it's not just full of superfluous material.
Yes.
Like, completely unfocused.
Yeah. Maybe that's my problem with them.
Maybe. Or you just don't
or
want
to. Or I just don't.
Anyway, back to Eddie Boy. So I listened to Switched on Pop, which is a podcast where they explore pop songs. And they did an Ed Sheeran song once, which... And it was tough for me, like, but I, like, made myself listen to this.
Wow.
Because, like, I wanted to challenge my opinion on Ed Sheeran. It didn't change.
What song was it? Thinking Out Loud?
The new one.
That really bad one. Yeah, okay.
The one he did at the Grammys.
Yeah.
The second I heard it, I was like, oh, this is... You know how, like, When I heard Hey Soul Sister by Train, I was like, oh, this is the worst song I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It did not change until I heard that Ed Sheeran song. I was like, oh, this is the worst song I've ever heard. But anyway, the guy on the show, like, the guys that host the show didn't want to talk about Ed Sheeran because, like, they don't like Ed Sheeran. But this guy came on, he's like, look, you have to, like, let's just take one of his songs and, like, break it down so, like, you understand. And this guy had a story. The reason he thought this because he was in an airport or something once of Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. And I think there might be a video of this out there.
Oh.
But Ed Sheeran decides to, like, everyone in the group is, like, they're with, like, two rappers. And, like, the two guys, like, are freestyling. And then Ed Sheeran decides to freestyle. And the guy says his mind was, like, blown when he saw Ed Sheeran do freestyle.
Because, by how, like, bad it was? Just kidding.
No, he was, like, because I guess, like, Ed Sheeran grew up listening to, like, R&B and hip-hop. Like, that's actually his main influences. Whoa. Which, I've never listened to Ed Sheeran's music, really. So, no. Like, I don't know if that really does have an influence in it, but I'm not surprised to see him in this role then. Like, I feel like he probably fits into this better than I would have ever thought.
Interesting.
Which is why, like, I think it actually sounds good. Like, it's not, like, amazing, but, like, while I'm listening, I'm like, hey, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Uh-huh. So, like,
it definitely sounds better than that one song we were just talking about.
Shape of You?
Yes, Shape of You.
Even the name.
Oh, that is such a bad song. I really hate it.
But yeah, I'll leave it up. The world can judge me if they want. I don't know. I'm sorry. If Taylor's album did anything, it made me like Ed Sheeran for a hot second.
Wow. Wow. That is the point we're at. Yikes. Is that, was Scary that times. Another one that was a love song? Endgame?
Yeah. I think it's talking about, like, you're talking about yourself, but you're talking about, like, well, let's just look up the fucking lyrics.
I feel like it was. There was a really bad lyric that was like, I want to be on your A team. Yep. There it is. Oh, yeah. She wants to be someone's end game. I get it.
Sure.
Pretty clever.
Anyway. Yeah. So, again, sorry if I ruined. I'm trying to look something up really quick.
Ooh.
Well, we should probably get into this, that I know there is another... maybe one or perhaps two Kanye disses on this album.
Yeah, we should probably get into that.
Which, I mean, why else are we here?
Right.
So I'm not sure what song this is. It would be better.
That is, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
That's that song?
Yeah.
Okay, so this might be the only other song that actually addresses Kanye.
Directly, yeah.
It was so nice throwing big parties, jumping to the pool from the balcony. Everyone's swimming in a champagne sea. And there are no rules when you show up here. Bass beat rattling the chandelier. Feeling so Gatsby for that whole year. Why'd you have to rain on my parade? I'm shaking my head and locking the gates. This is why we can't have nice.
Yep. There it is. So this is toward the end of I want to say it's like the third to last song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's this weird moment where, like, you've been hearing... because at some point, the song just becomes love songs for, like, five solid
right.
tracks. And then it's like, oh, let's diss Kanye again really quick. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, out of nowhere. And this song is... Blindous. IMO terrible.
Terrible!
Like... I'm trying to...
We need to play the toast part.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to play the song as we talk about it.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
There was a song... Sorry. Hold on real quick.
No. Go.
There was a song earlier I said was like the worst Taylor song I've ever heard.
Or so. That was So It Goes.
No, So It Goes just made me laugh.
Oh, Gorgeous.
It was Gorgeous. Gorgeous is
that
like,
song blows.
Isn't that a single?
It is.
Yeah, so... That song felt like a 12-year-old writing the love song.
Well, yeah. The lyrics are literally, you're so gorgeous...
A lot. Says that a lot.
A lot. And it's like,
says you're so gorgeous like 15 times.
Yeah. Look at your face. Yeah. Is another lyric.
I know. It was like stuff like that.
It makes me hate you
like...
so much. Is another lyric. Like, it's just so bad.
It's making me cringe thinking about it. We don't have to get any more than that. No. But anyway, Kanye.
That's just a slice of the five love songs that lead up to this.
Yes. So.
And then all of a sudden you get this bratty ass song.
I was just trying to think if this song is worse than Gorgeous. And I think it might be. Because again, or like her dark songs, it doesn't feel like, it just feels like kind of made up. And
yeah.
Like,
you don't really believe it. It feels really bratty.
But this one in particular, it gets into a part that I hate, but.
Yeah.
This verse that she's singing about Kanye, it was so nice being friends again. There I was giving you a second chance. I think what it pissed me off about this is how blinked it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It really makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
But then you stabbed me in the back while shaking my hand, and therein lies the issue.
Yep.
Ugh. Friends don't try to trick you, get you on the phone and mind twist you, and so I took an axe to a mended fence. Well, I guess the main problem here is, wasn't she pretty much caught lying?
Yes. But again, she's still maintaining that they edited that phone call and
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
What? Friends don't try to trick you, get you on the phone, and mind twist you. So that's the main problem here is, like, she's building this narrative where she was tricked on the phone.
Right.
Even though we can see the phone call and everything. And at this point, she's just asking us to believe that that wasn't actually what happened.
Do you think she's, like, trying to get into the semantics of that she didn't know she was being recorded? That's the tricking?
No, because it's not a trick. Like, Kanye just always has the camera going right. in the studio. So I think the trick is, like, what it makes it sound like is, and I'm sorry, I'm, like, getting away from the microphone because I'm screaming. I think what the problem is it kind of sets up this sets up the idea that Kanye coerced her into this conversation, made it look a certain way, and taped it. Like, that's what the verse right. reads to me like.
Agreed.
Which, again, I just can't fucking track what she's trying to say, which is the theme of the album, but that's what I get from it. I don't know.
It's just agreed, but it's, like, literally factually incorrect because...
That's, yeah.
Also, if you watch the video... It's so obvious that in that moment, Kanye is being so genuine.
Right.
Right? Like, and that he wants to do the right thing, in yes. air quotes, even though I think that's bullshit and he didn't need to do that. Yeah. And run it past her. And he had that, like, smile on his face. And it was a genuine conversation between two artists.
Like, a really nice conversation.
Yeah.
Like, it was actually really enlightening because, like, you don't, like, oh, like... That happens.
Yeah.
Like, they are two professionals, and, like, he's approaching her about something, like, he's concerned about. Like, this kind of, like, just saps away all that positive energy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on top of all the other shit, like, look what she made me do. But, like, for her to address it so directly here, for her to do, like, the Kim impression and the look what you made me do video, like, this song in particular just really makes me feel, like, low. Like, it's just, like, ugh. Like, it's just this gross feeling and...
Yeah, and then did you see the next part that's this chorus? But I'm not the only friend you've lost lately.
Yeah.
If only you weren't so shady.
That was the part where it just, like, again, like, I felt depressed. I was like,
yeah,
why?
It was a low blow, in my opinion. And it's also, like, you don't know anything about why Kanye and Jay might not be friends anymore.
Yeah.
And that whole situation.
I just don't like that. And on top of everything, like, Taylor doesn't strike me as, like, out in the public when she's, like, talking to, like, I don't know, like, a talk show or some shit. Like, to be so open, like, and blunt like this and to, like, I don't know. Like, this just feels, like, blatantly ugly.
Yeah.
In a way, like, that I don't see her ever being, actually. So, is this the way she actually is? Or is this her trying to be the bad girl image that she's trying to build? But that's probably not true because she's talking about a real thing. Ah, man, I just, like...
I feel like it's that she's trying to be the bad girl thing. Because if you think about it, so when she won Album of the Year for 1989, I remember she gave her speech and she was, like, being passive-aggressive to Kanye. And was like, people will try to take credit for your success and that's just not right, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was clear what she was talking about, but it was, like, a veiled jab.
Right, everyone knew.
Yeah, everyone knew. But it wasn't like this.
No.
At all. And I also just find it super strange that she was like, if only you weren't so shady. I feel like you can call Kanye a lot of things, but shady?
Yeah, how is he shady?
How
He's
is he
pretty
shady?
Open and
yes.
like...
perhaps too much. Too outspoken at times. Too, like, just says whatever's on his mind.
Yeah.
Shady. It's
pretty much what he's known for.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why people, like, a lot of people hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, Shady would be, like, a completely different scenario.
Right.
Shady would maybe describe someone else.
Exactly. Which is just ironic.
But then the song, I think, the what makes the song truly awful... is the bridge where she says the first line is here's a toast to my real friends. Mm-hmm. Here's a toast, which obviously a callback to Runaway, which I didn't even think of. You had to point out to me. And then she says real friends, which seems also very pointed.
And the way she says it in the song, it's like real friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Like she really calls it out.
And then she gets into this all like, oh, they don't care what about that he said, she said, even though you spent nothing but talking about the he said, she said. So I guess they do care. And she's like, oh, I only care about my baby and mom. I was like, okay, great. But then she says at the end, here's to you, because forgiveness is a nice thing to do. And then the music strips away, and she just goes, couldn't say that with a straight face. Oh, she like giggles.
It's like, a cackle. It's a cackle.
It's like a Disney villain laugh.
Can you play it?
Yeah, I can play it. And I then, don't want to, but I'm
going
to.
Oh, my God. And then, she says, I couldn't even say that with a straight face. It's literally like, it's a cackle. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
You're right. It's so Disney villainous. The fact that the music literally stops.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, God, this is such a bad song. We might have missed it.
Did I?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, JK.
Going stand back.
This is what this podcast is all about.
Exactly. Living in the moment.
We were doing the last podcast. There, hold on. Sorry. No. It's lagging, guys. I'm sorry. Blame Comcast. We're bobbing, ironically. Not really.
Oh, God. God.
So, like, again, I'm going to say it again. What is the image here? Like, are you actually a bitch? Because that sounds like, that's a pretty bitchy thing to say. To be like, oh, life, you probably should forgive people, by the way.
I was just going to say that.
Like,
life's too short.
Like, if you are, you know, shake it off, Taylor, if you don't care what the world thinks about you, like, and you think Kanye did you wrong, like, okay, forgiveness would be great. What the hell? Like, laugh and be like, fuck that. Who are you?
I don't know.
I am just like, that blew me away.
Yeah.
I was like, I have, and it's coming at the end of the album when I'm like trying to process like, oh, is she doing this, that? That point, I just gave up.
Fuck you.
Like, no idea.
Nope.
Like, she's just like, I don't know. I can't even put it into words.
I know. I mean, it truly blew my mind that she was still this angry about it. Just like in the grand scheme of life.
Yeah.
Like, and we're talking about Snapchat.
It's just Snapchat.
Yeah. Like, my God.
I don't know. I keep losing my train of thought. I'm just trying to like process it. It's just so strange to me. Anyway, you should try forgiveness out. It's a good thing, Taylor.
She really should. She really should.
Especially considering your part in it.
Yeah. Well, I actually hope she... This is the thing, is that it's awful, actually, that this is the album she chose not to do any interviews or press for.
Right.
And that there would be no more explanation.
Yes, exactly.
Because I would actually kill for an explanation.
You know what?
Please explain it to me.
That's kind of what I was trying to get at earlier when I couldn't really piece it out. Like... Like, I wish, like, she was more front and center about what this was.
Yeah.
Because she seems to have been like that in the past.
Yeah.
She's very, like, she doesn't hide anything. Like, she's a little PC and, like, doesn't say anything, like, too out there. But, like, fuck. Like, she gets out there and, like, talks about the fucking album. Like, I just have no, I have nothing. I have no inroads to this album. Yes. I'm not.
Context.
I don't know how to think of her laugh and, like, saying, like, fuck forgiveness. Like, whoa, like. So you, like, are a monster? Like,
right.
Man.
Yeah, because I feel like if you do decide to not speak to the press and not do the traditional, like, album rollout promotion, like Beyonce did with Lemonade, like, you better have a really tightly focused album and, like, message that you're trying to get across so that there isn't that confusion.
Exactly.
But this is not that kind of an album.
I mean, you're a huge Taylor fan, know her inside and out, and you can't put this shit together.
I can't, because it just seems so at odds with who she is.
Right.
Yeah, because then I'll watch an interview with her, and I'm like, oh, yeah, she's, like, goofy and dorky and, like, not cool.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I think who she actually is.
Right. And a lot of the times, like, the image she gives off, like, I see her, like, social media stuff sometimes. She's talking about, like, oh, like, my friends, and, like, posting pictures of her friends. Like, that feels like distant memory now. Like,
it does.
She doesn't really do things like that anymore.
No. Which, okay, when this song started, I was excited because she addresses that in the first verse. Mm. She was like, I was living high and throwing all these big parties and just, like, nothing could bring me down. It actually annoys me because she was, like, living like Gatsby. And I just really, it bugs me when people throw Gatsby references like that. Because I'm like, no, he was a lonely bachelor. He wasn't like, oh,
they're thinking
God.
Of the movie trailer for The Great Gatsby.
Exactly. That's way beside the point. But, and so I was like, oh, okay. So we're setting up that she was like on this high and living like that. And now she's not. But then it just doesn't go anywhere again.
Nah.
It doesn't build to anything.
Except the worst outro ever.
The worst outro.
So yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else to say about this album?
Well, let me look at the track list.
Yeah, let's take a gander.
There probably is.
There again, there are songs I like, mostly at the end of the album.
Right.
Oh. Well, one thing that happened earlier today, I was listening to So It Goes. I was on the bus. I was on the light rail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just this moment that, like, I burst out laughing. Like, I thought it was so good. Where she says, you really did a number on me, but who's counting? I did a number on you, but who's counting? Which, A, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
You're just saying count because you said the word number. But those two thoughts, like, don't coincide.
Yeah.
Like, and on top of that, like, if someone did a number on you, like, if anything, you would be counting that. Because, like, oh, like, you did a number on me. Like, oh, like, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me at least a little bit.
No, it's like, okay, like, yeah, like, balls in my court or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But she just wanted to use the phrase, but who's counting? Because that's a phrase.
Yeah.
Who knows? But then after she says that, like, 15 times, she goes, 1, 2, 3. I lost it. I, like, on the light, I was like, like, I just, like, burst out laughing.
It makes no sense. That part doesn't make any sense either.
No.
And this is also the thing, is that I'm like, Taylor, I know you're better than this. Right. I know you can write better songs than this.
Of course.
And you took 3 years to write this song? Yeah.
Right.
Like, 3 years you went into hiding or whatever, and this is the best that you could do? No.
She's a little too, and again, I like Taylor, but I don't know her well enough. I hope maybe this is a stupid statement. But I feel like her songwriting is usually pretty straightforward and simple in, like, a good way. Like, she's not, like, fluffing it up. She's not trying to get too intricate with, like, idioms and, like, trying to.
Totally.
Like, the wordplay is kept to a minimum. Like, she just sings about things, like,
yeah,
in a very straightforward way. She has a lot of, like, cryptic things, I guess, that are about her real life, but, like, they aren't hard to follow.
No, exactly.
Like, this, like, I don't, saying, like, you did a number on me, but who's counting? Like, something about that feels, like, off and, like, doesn't feel like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so I just don't know what mindset she's in when she writes this album, I guess.
No. And this isn't an album where you're like, whoa, this is complicated. There's like a lot to unpack here. Like, we need to listen to this 50 times and like analyze it. No. It's like, we could listen to this one time or 50 times and we would have the same reaction level of understanding.
I think I got it.
I know. Which is that there's nothing to get.
By the way, analyzing an album 50, like listening to songs 50 times, who would do that?
Who would ever do such a thing? And then, I don't know, maybe like record a podcast about it.
Yeah, spend countless hours away in your basement talking to your cool friend across the country, also in his basement.
Oh my, you guys aren't in a basement.
Well, first floor.
Yeah. First floor of your 2-floor apartment.
It feels like my basement. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah. But it kind of feels like my basement sometimes. Like, it feels like a gross area when I stepped under in my podcast.
Oh, my God.
And Lauren's, like, upstairs, like, with headphones on, trying to ignore that, like, I do this.
But at least it's about Kanye, not Taylor Swift.
That's true.
Like, you can take solace in that.
I would... every once in a while when we do the Taylor app, like, know. I am so mentally drained.
I know.
I get mentally drained by Kanye songs, but like in a good way where it's like, oh man, like that was tough.
Yes. Like we worked through that narrative.
Yeah. Like, man, I feel like we accomplished something.
Yeah.
And this, like, I feel like I've done harm to the world, like trying to piece together whatever this is.
It makes you feel crazy because you're like, what am I not getting? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. This is like what, like, it sucks. Consider myself a fan, or used to.
Yeah.
Like, I have understood all past Taylor Swift albums. And this, I'm like, what am I not understanding?
Yeah.
Like, what are all these fans getting that I just don't get?
Exactly. Yeah. It's weird.
It's super weird to me.
We put out the Look What You Made Me Do episode. I had a lot of interaction with Taylor fans on the Twitter sphere, and that was like, I kind of tried to ask that a lot.
Okay.
And the reaction at night's, I can pull up this conversation if I wanted to find it. And I think I might even send it to you. But like this, like, oh, like Taylor has like a language that only her fans understand. It's like kind of like faux, like okay, fan shit like that isn't real. Like, hey, it's cool to like your celebrity and want to like endlessly defend them. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But give me something like saying it's a language that only Taylor fans understand. Like it's fucking like props. Like, come on, like. Let's point a direction of, like, what's actually happening here.
Yes. Also, they're talking about, like, Taylor fans are this, like, small exclusive club. And she's, like, an indie artist. Yeah. Not, like, one of the biggest musicians in the world.
Like, probably has, like, $600 million.
Yes. Like. And, like, a billion fans. Like, literally 1 billion fans, probably. Like, don't act like these billion people are having a special
language.
They all
get it.
Yeah, they all get it. It's like, no, this isn't, I don't even know what, like, Bjork super fans or something. I'm trying to think of just something really obscure where it's like, would need to really think about it.
You know, the Bjork super fans are pretty crazy, actually. We've got to pack them on Twitter,
too. Oh my God,
too.
Don't go after me. Just kidding, I'm not on social media
Bjork.
At all. Me too.
Trust me.
No, that was a compliment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But like, come on, guys. Level with me here. There is no secret
level
language.
With a Taylor fan.
Yes.
Like, meet us halfway.
Yes. I know, like, every single album, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's something to get here, I would get it.
Right.
Like, I'm there. And I'm thinking critically about this. This is just... Objectively, I'm going for it. A misfire. This is a misstep.
Well, a misstep in the sense that it doesn't have a clear direction.
Right, exactly. You can like the songs and like jamming out to it on a casual level. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you cannot sit here and saying that,
I doubt it.
Delivering some sort of cohesive story or that I'm supposed to gain insight into Taylor.
Yeah, and like this is what we do, like sit down and analyze songs. Like I do it a lot.
Yes.
And like usually like it's pretty easy, I feel like. Kanye makes it like kind of easy. Like I am like very lost here.
Yes.
And I mean a lot of it has to do with the fact that I kind of do understand Kanye and know him like front to back and everything. But on some level, like I feel like his songs are like traceable and like easy to comprehend in a way I don't feel like this is.
No, except for... the love songs.
If
this had been a straight up love album, she's like, this is the phase of my life that I'm in.
Yeah.
like, I'm in the best, happiest relationship, and I just want to sing about that, that is fine.
Yeah, it would have been good, probably.
It would have been good. Like, plenty of people have done that.
Yeah.
Or go full revenge and, like, yes, really explore that. Like, she's not, that's the other thing, is she's not, like, exploring anything beyond surface level.
Exactly.
At all. She's not like, okay, what does it mean for me to be this villain, or for me to inhabit this role, or how do I feel about this? Like, we don't get any insight into that.
Totally. Again, that's my comparison to Yeezus. Like, yeah. You really do feel like the album feels gross sometimes. Like, and you feel like you're in this, like, hellish landscape, yes, in his head. Like, but yeah, no, it is all very surface. It's like, look what you made me do. Like, it, I don't know. It just, again, it just is the, like, surface level of, like, what it should be, but, yeah, like, but you get nothing. You don't have any depth. You don't have any, you don't actually get to get in there and explore all this. It's just, like, I don't know. No. Why are we even talking about it?
No, completely. I mean, like, okay, yeah, with Yeezus, it took my boyfriend 1 year to come around to Yeezus. When it first came out, he was like, these are just weird noises.
This is conversation you had back in the day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I was like, what do you think of Yeezus? I was obsessed with it from the get-go. He was like, it's really weird noises.
It is.
And it makes me uncomfortable.
Great.
Yes. And I was like, well, you're wrong. But
well, have fun being wrong all the time.
See ya. No, but then, like, he came around so much to it, and now it's, like, his favorite Kanye album. Duh.
He gets it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But, like, it takes a while because it's just, like you said, gross at times.
Yeah.
And it's intense, and, like, there's a lot going on, and the way that it sounds is, like, perfect for what the story is and stuff.
Absolutely.
I don't think 1 year from now I'm going to be like, yo, I was really sleeping on Reputation, and, like, turns out it's genius.
Because, like, Kanye's album is confusing because it's a new sound, and you don't... Because he's doing things like albums haven't really done.
Yeah.
It's not like Taylor's doing something, you know, outlandish and, like, revolutionary. Like, she's exploring something, like, I feel like what Kanye did, basically.
Oh, totally.
So, really, all the... It is just pure confusion we have because, like, the album doesn't have direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has nothing to do... Kanye's... The confusion of Kanye has nothing to do with what it's going or where it's going or anything. Like, you can track the album just fine. With this, like, if we come back a year from now and suddenly understand it, it's because, like, we missed something, like, intricately happening in the songs.
Yes.
I can't see that being the case. How scattershot it is and how it jumps around and how she's not actually embracing the better. Like, too many things are kind of there to where it just doesn't feel like that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And also, like... Let's just juxtapose the tours. I mean, this tour hasn't, the Reputation tour hasn't started yet, but, like, the Yeezus tour, you know, like, the Black Jesus and him wearing that mask, and just, like, the mountain, and just, that was just such a specific experience for what the Yeezus album is.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine going to see this tour and having it go from, like, look what you made me do to all of a sudden gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't imagine seeing these love songs being performed next to these, like, really bratty revenge songs.
Totally. Are you going to go?
Fuck no.
Oh, you're not. You're not spending money on that.
No way.
That would be like, you already don't like what you made me do. Why the fuck did you want to hear it live?
Yeah, exactly. I do not want to.
Yeah, that sound still fills me with rage.
Yep. You know what I mean, though? Like, what is that tour going to look
like? That is very strange. I guess that's also a testament to Kanye because... People talk about the life of Pablo being scattershot and, like, being all over the place, but it's all over the place for a reason.
Yes.
And, like, it actually isn't weird when you see it live. Like, those songs flow in and out of each other actually really well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it feels like there's a sonic structure to it that is, like, it kind of makes sense the more you learn about it and, like, the direction is and, like, the themes and, like, what he's going for and how he's building to be this, like, dad and the good husband. What, I don't know what she's building to in this, so, like, yeah. I don't really know how to track the songs and, like, how they sound and flow into each other. It just feels like a bunch of songs crammed together in an album.
It really does. It feels like when you burn a CD and you accidentally just, like, don't put it in the right order.
We are so old.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. I'm really embarrassed I said that. But it's like you don't put it in the album order. You accidentally put it on like a shuffle order.
Sure.
And then it just is so fucked up when you're listening to it because it makes no sense. That's what listening to Reputation
You might as well shuffle this one.
It will make no difference.
No, it might even get better.
It could, actually.
What if, like, you, like, completely rearrange it and suddenly you're just like, I get it.
I get it. It turns out you just listen to it backwards or something.
It's damn. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
That was funny.
That is funny. No, I would be really surprised if that was the case.
Again, fried.
Fried!
Like, this is not a good feeling for me. I'm gonna go, like, take a nap after
this.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Are there more songs you want to talk about? I don't remember half of them.
I know.
I mean, if I heard them, I would.
It's also interesting too, like, I think every other Taylor Swift album has been either 10 or 13 songs.
Oh yeah, this is long.
This one is long. 15. And I bet you that the Target version will have bonus tracks.
Ish.
So I don't know. I don't know why she felt compelled to include all 15 of these songs. I could cut 6 from there right now.
Well, again, it's this weird balance, right? Where she needs, like, the Bad Girl songs, but she also probably wants to include, like, the songs she likes.
Yeah. Making. Oh, yeah. Good point.
So, like, oh, I'll throw them all in there.
Yeah.
Man, that's actually one of my pet peeves is when albums are too long. Like, I can even handle a long movie. I'll sit down and watch a 3-hour movie, like, no problem. You're in a different boat. But man, an album that's like more than an hour, like, I find it very tough.
Same. It's like I'm going to lose steam after like song 11.
Yeah. Like, that's honestly like the reason why people like Future and like Kid Cudi, like, I have a hard time getting into their shit because the new Kid Cudi album is like awesome, but like, it is not awesome enough to be like an hour and 25 minutes.
No.
Like, holy fuck.
No. And it's like, I'm just never going to listen to it all enough
to figure
out what my, like, favorite songs are and stuff.
Like, I'll never want to sit down and listen to that album.
No.
Like, I'll pick a couple tracks off to throw on, but, like, you know, it's not Yeezus, which is, like, you know, a solid 45 minutes and, like,
you're done.
I'm in and out.
Yep.
It's, like, great.
No, I completely agree. And that's why I can never get to, like, the next level with Kid Cudi. And, like, I can't call myself a Cudi fan because I like 2 songs from every album.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't tell you what the second half sounds like.
His last 2 albums have each been about an hour and a half.
That is crazy.
That's longer than a lot of movies.
Yes, that's my preferred movie length.
It's just like, man. Taylor, take note though.
Yeah. And cut it down to 10. Each song is like 4 minutes long. Yeah. Did you notice that?
They're full blown songs. Yeah. Like, yeah.
The first minute of each song is so long and slow.
That's the other thing about it, and why I prefer the country side of Taylor is, like, I think sometimes her pop songs get really, they feel like they drag a little bit, and, like, the chorus repeats, like, a lot.
It's at times I feel like she's copying Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
Or Lorde. I think she takes a lot of cues from Lana Del Rey.
They're friends, right?
Lorde.
We're losing
it. We are. They are friends, yeah. And it just bugs me.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes
really nitpicky.
Yeah, it's a little nitpicky. And we're getting to just like
just other shit we hate.
I don't know. It's just like I guess her older stuff just seemed a lot more focused to me and simpler, like in a great way. I don't know.
Nope.
What am I doing here? Who am I to critique? She knows what she's doing.
I know. We're still, like, convinced that we're going to, like, reach some moment of clarity. Like, I don't think we've accepted that it's not coming.
It's not.
It's not.
Absolutely not.
Like, we might as well put ourselves out of our misery.
I want to, like, sit down and just, like, analyze a Kanye song right now.
Oh, God. Just
so I can get back on track.
You're just like, phew.
Oh, there is sanity in the world.
Yeah, exactly. We're in just, like, a topsy-turvy universe right now.
Who knows what's happening?
Oh, God.
Trump is president. Everything's upside down.
Yeah. Remember when I compared Taylor and Trump?
That was good. Oh, that was actually my highlight of the episode.
I was like 3 minutes in, too. Oh,
if I was going to create a trailer for this episode, it would just be that.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll just put that in the description.
Oh, my God. No, just their legal quote, team is going to come like, after
on
me.
On a sec.
Email address.
No. But I think it's good.
Me, too.
We did what we came here to do.
We did. We
not sure what it was.
We gave it our best shot. That's like, true. The thing is we tried our best.
I'm very proud of us, actually. That was not easy.
That was not easy.
You try it. I'm pointing at the computer.
Yeah.
And the phone. And
yeah.
You, who's listening.
Any listener.
Try it.
Give it a shot. If you, it's not on streaming services right now, but if you somehow manage to find me, I will share it with you.
That's quite good.
Good luck. I'm not on social media.
If you can do it, though, like, yeah, you earned it.
Exactly.
But we did spend an hour and 13 minutes talking about this somehow. That's much more time than it deserves. Much longer than the album.
Yeah.
You're probably better off just listening to this than the album.
Oh, agreed. 100%.
We covered it pretty well.
Yeah. We played the best parts for you.
Yeah. So that's it. I don't know.
That is it.
What are we doing? I'm sorry.
End it.
If you got through this, you really are a fan.
Bless you. Shit. Yeah, you are. I don't know what I'm trying to say anymore.
If you're a Taylor fan, sorry, I guess.
Yeah.
If you have...
I know, I'm genuinely sorry that you got stuck with a shitty album as a fan.
Exactly, that's what I meant. If you have comments, if you want to disagree and tweet at us and all that jazz, do that.
Yeah.
We're at Kanye Podcast. We're not hard to find.
No, we'll argue with you.
Yeah, we'll respond. Don't worry. We have, like, very long email chains, actually, of some people. Like,
no way.
Thousands of words. And, like, Reddit, our Kanye, and everything.
Oh, right.
So... we're not afraid to have a conversation.
No, and we are open-minded is the thing.
Absolutely. I listened to the fucking album.
Can you not hear that we want to understand this?
That was something I mentioned on the Look What You Made Me Do episode we did was I was actually excited for the new album because I wanted Taylor to be the bad girl. Like, I wanted her to be a bitch. I wanted her to embrace it and, like, do what she does.
Yeah.
Obviously, that didn't work out.
No.
But, like, I came with a very open mind. Like, I wanted it to be good because I like her country shit. I think it's good.
Me too.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Oh, anyway. Tune in on Friday. Well, I Am a God will come out.
Ooh, that's going to be a really good palate cleanser after
Absolutely.
This shit.
I love I Am a God. Yeah, that's it. Any closing words, Anna?
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
God, I must be dedicated if I...
Yeah, I'm glad you'll do these Taylor-esque, because Chris is... We didn't even mention
Chris.
Oh,
yes.
Chris is another guy in the show. the guy who's usually there.
Your co-host?
Yeah. I mentioned possibly doing a Taylor app, and he's like, you and Anna can do it. I was like, yeah, fair enough.
He just, like, knows what's best for his mental well-being.
Yeah, exactly. I envy him, honestly.
Yeah, I'm dedicated to this. If anything else happens, I'll be here.
Honestly, if you... They're doing it all wrong in Guantanamo. If they really want to get information out of people, just play This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
Exactly.
They'll fess up in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
All right. Well, stay wavy.
Bye.
There we go.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.